You also know the future. The future that you know is formed with the help of Buddha, yes? And this Buddha changes just like the verbs in the present that we have done with you, yes? So no new endings here. Plus, you have the to form of the verb. So, how do you say, I will speak?
Я буду сказ... Have I got the wrong one?
Speak.
Говорит.
Да.
Я буду говорить.
Да. Я буду говорить. Right. And he will speak?
Он будет говорить.
Хорошо. Он будет говорить, да. And we will speak?
Мы будем говорить.
Мы будем говорить, yes. Now this Buddha will also means will be. I will be at home.
Я буду дома.
Да. Mm-hmm. Хорошо. Я буду дома. And how do you say, I will have tea. I will drink tea. I will have tea. In Russian, just I will.
Я буду чай.
Да.
Я буду пить чай.
Очень хорошо. Either я буду чай on its own, or я буду пить чай, пить, to drink. Очень хорошо. Now the past. The past is very easy. The verbs in the past don't look like verbs. In the present, they look like what? They look like nouns. They have the same endings as nouns, only they have the L before the ending. So, how do you say he said and not spoke?
Он сказал.
Да, он сказал. And she said?
Она сказала.
Она сказала. And we said?
Мы сказали.
Да, мы сказали. Excuse me, what did you say?
Извините, что вы сказали?
Хорошо. Извините, что вы сказали? The last sentence that we did in the foundation course, I think, was I want, I can, and I will speak Russian well. Yes, I want.
Я хочу.
I can.
Я могу. И...
And I will.
Я буду говорить по-русски хорошо.
Mm-hmm. Я хочу, я могу, и я буду говорить по-русски хорошо.